You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the TalkSkippers podcast. Back with a daily episode. I'm Sibbo. Today I'm joined by Jake. Say hello, Jake.
Hi, guys. Welcome back.
I'm Ross, joined by Billy. Say hello, Billy.
Hello, mate. You all right?
I'm all right. First, before we get started, we're going to do a Prem preview. The game that I'm going to preview is Arsenal Forest. The reason I want to preview that is because Arsenal top of the league and they've got Man City now breathing down their necks after dropping 2 points against Southampton last week. Jakey Boy is going to do Leeds Liverpool and Billy Boy is going to who've Villa got this week?
Newcastle.
Oh, of course they do, because you just did. Yeah. Speaking of that, before we get started, you were on a podcast last night, Billy Boy.
I was, yes. The Loaded Mag NUFC, it was called.
Yeah. Definitely worth a watch. I watched that. I was waiting for you to come on our podcast.
Made it though, just in time.
Just in time, mate. Just snuck in the door, mate. Snuck in the back door. Didn't even notice. And you did a combined 11, right? And I won't go through the full 11, but there was...
You got a lot of shit, Billy.
Yeah, you got a lot of shit. You put... One was that Ashley Young get in.
Yeah.
And I think that's a bit harsh. I think Ashley Young has actually been probably one of the brighter spots.
That's why he got in. I mean, you need to watch the full thing, really, to hear reasonings and stuff like that. But
that's the one where I'm on your side.
Pretty much been our best player.
However, the one where I'm not on your side is Joel Linton should 100% get that side.
He was in there. He was in there. Yeah. But we had to make a last minute change because it was too defensive and we had to bring in a couple more attacking players. Otherwise, I think it was like St. Maximin, Buendia, and a few others. A couple of the others weren't. And Almiron, that was the other one. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been able to get in and make it work in an actual formation.
Well, so I think you could make it work. You could put Bruno next to Joe Linton in the midfield, put Wendy in front of them, and you make it work, mate. Okay, Joe Linton getting left out of that team is an absolute travesty. Disrespect to the former striker.
Now hard-working defensive midfielder.
Oh man, fucking hell.
Brilliant.
A disrespect to a striker that scored 2 in 50.
Yeah, exactly.
Very much so.
Righty, boys. Right, I'm going to start us off by previewing Arsenal against Forest. Saka got rested midweek in Europa, and Arsenal failed to beat Southampton at the weekend, as I've already mentioned, which I think this now makes it... Like, I'll start this by saying there was a stat that came out and said, like, no team has ever started the season this well and not won the league, right? But also, no team has had to compete against Manchester City side with the best striker in the world in it, you know?
Sorry to interrupt, Simo, but wasn't the stat something like, no team has started this well since Arsenal did it, or something like that?
I think it was something like that.
This is the best start to a league ever.
Oh,
wasn't it? Something no side since
since Arsenal had the Invincibles well and not won the league or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Something daft like that.
Not that it makes too much of a difference, but
it's still a pretty strange insight, because with normal jogging, you know, you look back sort of 5, 6, 7 years ago that you know the league would still be competitive, and Arsenal sit top of the league, and it's weird that Arsenal sit top of the league and have been so good so far, but they're still not really anybody's favourites to win the league, you know. And that's the Manchester City effect.
I think that's just credit to Man City, isn't it, really?
Yeah, and I think, see, now that gap's closed to just 2 points, I think that's when you might see Pep try to catch up, because the pressure is on now that the Arsenal know it. They're going to go in every game knowing that if they lose, they could potentially come off the top of the league, you know. And I wonder what these Arsenal players are thinking. Are they thinking, you know, they must be thinking we're in with a shout to compete for a title, you know? Made it, you know, we're nearly out of October and they're still in it, which is, to be honest, the way this match
None of us would have said that, would we?
No. I think it's an interesting one. And Forrest, I don't want to say, are they experiencing a bit of a turnaround? You know, they did very, very well against Liverpool defensively. And I think, I don't know, it just feels like all the pressure's on Arsenal to go and win this game. They've won, I think, the last 8 games at home. So I think, I'm a bit torn, to be honest. I would go through the lineup, but I think everybody knows what it's going to be. Saka was obviously resting. He's a nailed-on starter, even if he wasn't. You know, I think it'll be the front four, Martinelli, Odegaard, Jesus, and Saka. It'll probably be Xhaka and Partey in the midfield. And the back line will probably be White, Saliba, Gabriel and probably Tierney. No, it will
I think
be
Gabriel might back. Be. Think Gabriel's injured.
Is he?
I saw a tweet yesterday saying that he came off against PSG, grimacing in pain. That was the words that was used, I think.
Right.
So I don't think it makes too much of a difference, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah, Tommy Asu will come in, and someone will move
shift
to
Ben White over, won't they?
Yeah, they'll just shift.
It's a simple enough solution for them.
And do you know what, Tommy Asu, every time I've seen him this season, is shown he's more than good enough to be in this side. Yeah, he's more than good enough to be in this side. And Ben White, very, very consistent. And even failing that, you've got Rob Holding, who's just happy to play that just extra man. And he's just happy to play that extra man, like, you know, comes
just
on.
Be that five at the back for 10 minutes.
I'd be happy to do that for whatever wage he's on as well.
Interesting one for sure. Just to throw a few more stats at you, I think one of the reasons why this Arsenal side has been so successful is the goals are spread out. Very much what brought success to Liverpool was the goals are always spread out. So if one's not firing, you're still in with a chance. So, you know, 5 goals for Gabriel Jesus, 4 for Saka, 4 for Martinelli. That's a nice spread out. And obviously you've got Odegaard and other players that have, the defensive players that have, you know, picked up goals as well. So it's really, really spread across the team, and Arsenal are the form team in the league, just going off average rating for all those statos out there. But I think this is on Sunday. It's a 2 o'clock kickoff. I'm definitely going to watch it. I think Forest can play without a bit of pressure. This isn't a game they're expected to really do anything, and you do often see these, you know, the leagues that are down that end, the teams that are down that end of the table, when they can play without pressure, sometimes they put in a bit of, like Forest against Liverpool, no one expects them to get absolutely anything from that game. They were excellent front to back, and I think this could be more of the same. I don't think it's a nailed on for an Arsenal win, but I start to wonder when this Arsenal team is probably going to start feeling it in the legs a little bit. From what I didn't watch them on Thursday, but I don't think they were at their best on Thursday, even though it might have been a wee bit of a rotated side, but they don't rotate all that much. So
they don't really have the depth to either.
No,
they do. They, that's the thing.
We've got all the depth at the back, I think. You know, Tierney, Zinchenko, that's good depth at right back. And you've obviously got Tomiyasu, who can come in and play right back as well, and centre back. You can play anywhere across the back floor. So I think they've got depth at the back. It's just maybe in the midfield outside Xhaka and Partey, you may be thinking actually in the centre of the midfield, you may maybe think they take a step down, you know, when they bring
and on
the
wings as well. You could argue as well, because I mean, if Saka gets injured, then it's a case of, well, who have we got now? Yeah, Smith-Rowe,
still,
I suppose,
still injured.
If he's injured.
Injured.
That's really it. Other than, I think they've got a young Brazilian, Marquinhos, I think his name is.
Who's also injured.
Oh, fair enough, yeah. And then you're looking at Fabio Vieira, who's would be playing out of position.
Best as a 10. I think actually, you'd probably want to move Jesus out to either side, left or right, and then you put Nketiah through the middle.
Nketiah, that's a shout, actually.
That would probably make the most sense. So they are a deep squad. I think, you know, if I talk, like, if they strengthen a little bit in January, and I think really, if they get one player that can come into the first 11 and really add something, then that's a step up. I found out when Liverpool were going through their developmental period, it wasn't like a ton of signings that made differences. It was little incremental ones that turned it from being like a very good team to the team that went on and did a lot of good things.
Yeah.
My prediction for this would be, I do still predict an Arsenal win, but I wouldn't rule out a draw. Mm. I wouldn't rule out a draw at all for this match.
The only thing that I would say on that, I mean, I do agree with you. You know, Forest have got a decent bit of momentum behind them. The fact that it's at the Emirates,
they have that unbeaten record right now.
Yeah, it's what would push anyone, I think, really to choose an Arsenal win. I mean,
I'm choosing an Arsenal win, just to be crystal clear.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It's top of the table against bottom of the table. I can't believe it feels weird that we're even debating whether they're going to win or not. But obviously, Forest do have that little bit of form. But the fact that it's at the Emirates, it's just going to be too much for them, I think.
Hmm. I do agree. Jakey boy, I'm going to come to you, and we're going to preview at Liverpool. And who we got again?
Leeds.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah, big game. A big game for both sides. You know, for Leeds, Jesse Marsh really needs a result here. It's at Anfield. Last time out, it was 6-0. You know, so it could well easily be that again. I think, you know, even the most ardent Leeds fan would admit that if Liverpool are on form, it could quite easily be that. But, you know, last time out, Liverpool got beat to Nottingham Forest, brought us sort of back down to earth after beating Man City and West Ham.
Yeah.
And we've been very, very up and down this season in the league, even against Ajax. You know, we won 3-0, but for the first sort of 40 minutes, we were very poor till Mo Salah scored. And after that, it was very comfortable for Liverpool. One thing for me, though, that does really tip this in Liverpool's favour is the return of Thiago. For me, he's one of the best players in the world. He's absolutely fantastic. The things he could do on the ball, his vision, the way he brings composure and balance and just something different to that Liverpool midfield really just makes him so key. And it's actually quite worrying how bad Liverpool are without Thiago in that side. another one, you know, is what formation does Jurgen Klopp play? He's been in, you know, with a lot of different formations this season. We've had 4-3-3, which hasn't worked as usual, which is a bit different.
Yeah, kind of really fell off, really struggled in that shape.
Yeah, we played a 4-4-2 against Ajax, which worked really well, especially in that second half when we needed to sort of get a grip. Well, sort of towards the end of the first half and into the second half, it worked really, really well. Salah and Nunes, I thought, worked really well up front together. Elliot out on the right. And I can't remember who was out on the left, but whoever was on the left played well, whoever he was. But for me, I think Liverpool will win. And yeah, I don't think there's much more to say. Leeds need a result, but I can't really see them getting one, if I'm being honest. But I've said that much this season, but I think they're so disjointed and Liverpool will be looking to bounce back. It's at Anfield. Our record at Anfield is, but it's generally still pretty good this season. You know, it really is what Liverpool's side turns up.
I would be worried if this wasn't Anfield. I really would be. Because the last time I watched Leeds was against Fulham, and it was just all down to really individual errors. You know, really, really poor defending. It wasn't like it wasn't like they didn't defend well. They defended well for the majority of the game outside those sort of individual moments. And I just don't ask. I look at the team that's probably predicted to line up, and I think there's a couple of players that have had, you know, shockers. Luke Haylen isn't in the best of form. They got Sam Greenwood, who's, I just don't feel quite ready yet in the midfield. And obviously, I don't know if Bamford's going to start. You know, apparently, he's fully fit and he can start, but you know, you get players that up front that they can potentially. I think you want to get pace against Liverpool, expose that high line.
It's worked. It's worked, you know, so far this season, hasn't
it? You can
it,
get like the youngster Sinisterra, maybe Jack Harrison, Aronson as well, who plays like as a 10, who's got like the, you know, young American boy. He's got quite a bit of pace, and Rodrigo as well. But again, maybe Bamford is a guy to hit, but I don't really think you can drop Rodrigo with the form he's in just now.
Just going back to sort of the game last season, I think it was still under Bielsa, and Leeds were really, really struggling. And I was at that game and I was watching it, and you could see it on the players and you could see it sort of on Bielsa and even their fans to a certain extent. You know, they're just very sort of late, not lazy, but it wasn't Leeds that you knew from a Bielsa side. And I sort of get the feeling that this Leeds team is doing sort of the similar thing to the end of the Bielsa reign as it's sort of doing under Jesse Marsh at the minute.
It does kind of feel like it's dying a death.
Dying a little bit of a death, yeah. And I think I just want to completely change the subject and go on to Darwin Núñez. I think if he starts, you know, he could be really key for Liverpool. One thing for me about Liverpool the last couple of years, and we've seen it against sides like Sean Dyche's Burnley and teams like that, is we've sort of became a little bit predictable. Teams sort of figured out how to stop us. And bringing in Thiago solved a lot of them problems. But what I love about Núñez is he's so unpredictable. You know, he doesn't know what he's going to do. So how's a defender going to know what he's going to do? And that's what I like about him. He is something different. You know, he's clocked up the fastest speed in the Premier League this season.
Faster than Haaland.
He's great in the air. He can finish. Yeah, he's a little bit greedy. But do you know what? If he carries on the way he's going, I've got no issues with the lad.
I am not completely sold on him. I'm not against him or anything like that. I'm not completely sold on Darwin Núñez. There's a lot of things I love about his play. He's a terrific athlete. He's exceptional. He's an exceptional athlete. He's incredible. He's built and strong and he's fast and he's actually quite technical as well in certain areas in the pitch. But it's his decision making for me that it's just a worry, you know.
The good thing with stuff like that is
they can change. That's why I don't want to write. Yeah.
Whereas if
I'm sure a couple of hairdryers from Klopp, you know,
exactly
reinforce that.
Exactly that. You know, if it was something different, say it's sort of a bit like Timo Werner. Say if his finishing was just all over the place and dreadful.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, reaching your mid-20s as a footballer, as a striker, and you still can't finish, you can't really teach him how to score. He gets in the right areas. He has scored, you know, I think he's got 6-7 goals this season already. So, you know, while it doesn't seem a lot because of what Haaland is doing, it's still a very good return for someone in his debut season so far in the Premier League, who's only started 5 or 6 games to score, you know, 6 or 7 goals. For me, it's everything you want. And he's getting in the right areas. He's causing problems for teams. And yeah, that's for me, all the problems that I see in Darwin Núñez, you can teach him decision-making. Yeah. You can teach him when to pass. Like you said, Simo, a couple of hair dryers from Klopp. The players he's got around him as well, they're going to give him a bit of shit if he doesn't, you know, lift his head up and give it to them, especially the likes of Salah and players like that. I think he'll be just fine at Liverpool.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. Billy Boy, what are your thoughts in this match? Can you see anything past a Liverpool win?
Not really. No, I'm just going to sound a bit like an echo chamber, really, with what Jake's just said. I think Leeds are kind of towards the end of the Jesse Marsh reign. I think everyone can kind of feel it. I think the fans have turned on him as well, which is never a good sign.
Well, some of them are still kind of backing him a little bit. But
yeah, but from what I've heard, he's almost very nearly lost as soon as you lose the away fans, it's kind of the beginning of the end. Already the end, if you know what I mean.
I actually spoke to a Leeds fan today and I asked him about Jesse Marsh, and I said, you know, what are your feelings? And he said up until about 2 or 3 weeks ago, he was sort of still on board. He said, but he's not anymore. He's just like a, you know, a season ticket holder and things like that. So, you know, when he said he said it sort of like he said two or three games ago in the ground, he said it was sort of 50-50. He said, but now it's more 90. Maybe there's like a couple hundred people dotted around the ground that go, it can still work. Ted Lasso.
Just believe.
You know? Just believe.
You see a guy standing next to him in the touchline with a beard just to like, don't fuck it with me. <You know? laughs> Oh, God.
Sorry to interrupt you there, believe it.
No, that's all right.
We're going
to
move on. Yeah, we're going to move on, Billy. We're going to preview. We're going to wrap this up by previewing Villa. Before you just get into your preview there, I want to ask you something I'm very curious about, and that is, does this Dindonka keep his place? Because from what I heard, he was exceptional in that midfield and solved a lot of problems that Gerrard. I don't think Gerrard favoured Dindonka as a starter, but seems to have looked like he solved a lot of the problems that Gerrard actually had.
Yeah, I mean. To go in that game and not start the same team would be concerning because there must be an injury somewhere.
Yeah.
I think it just makes sense to keep that momentum. Like you say, Dendonka was fantastic. How long have I been on here screaming out that Villa needs that tall, bully-ish kind of presence in midfield?
Not that long, mate. We've not podded for about 2 weeks. I think last time we podded, you were still Team Gerrard for me.
Go on, Billy.
If you've got me there. But no, we've been screaming out for a bit of a destroyer in the midfield for a very long time. Goes back before the 2 weeks, Jake. And yeah, he was just fantastic alongside Douglas Luiz. They just, I don't know kind of what happened, but it was just perfect. It just looked really good. It was nice to watch. They linked up brilliantly. When one of them would push forward, the other one would sit back. They just worked in sync, and it was really pleasing to watch. And, you know, we bought Dendonka on deadline day for 13 to 15 million. Can't remember off the top of my head from Wolves.
It's a good signing.
Yeah, I said that it was a fantastic signing. You know, that destroyer that we needed.
A lot of utility. He can play centre-back. He can play as like a CDM.
Exactly,
he can step right into midfield and into the centre of midfield, which I feel like that's what he was kind of doing. He was kind of playing between a six.
Yeah.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And then the centre midfield, so...
I thought that he was going to come in to not replace John McGinn, but to just be there when it's not working and to start every now and then as well, instead of John McGinn, who, like I've said several times, just hasn't been performing for a very long time now either. So it was... We brought him in, and he just wasn't starting. He was just sitting on the bench, 10, 15-minute cameos, if that, every now and then. And at times, he was non-existent in those 10, 15 minutes. But what else is he supposed to do, you know? He's coming on with...
He's not a player you bring on to change a game. He's a player you can bring on maybe to see out a game. You know, he's not a creative force by any means.
Exactly.
You know, it's not how he does his business, you know? That was the overwhelming thing. I read a few things by, you know, guys that kind of focus on Villa, and a lot of them, what is the prevailing thing was like, you know, one of the key things, difference in this game, the reason why Villa had a lot of success is because that's had a formidable midfield for once. Yeah.
It was weird to watch, mate, because we scored 3 goals in 15 minutes, and the midfield was very strong. That was probably the strongest part of, well, I say that we scored three goals in 15 minutes, but the midfield was probably the strongest part of the game from a Villa point of view anyway. We were just so solid there. And like I mentioned, everything was just working in sync. All of the cogs were turning at the same time. So yeah, I think we'd be foolish not to start the same team unless there's an injury, just to keep that momentum going. And those players that will be playing and the players that come on as well during the game, Emery's going to be watching this. Every one of them will be fighting for their place. That's what new manager bounce is. That's what it does. You know, as soon as that manager kind of says, all right, this is my squad now, that's when things start to relax again a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which I don't necessarily think will be the case with Villa. Pardon me, sorry. I think because of the type of manager that Emery is, I don't think he will allow the players to do that. But yeah, it's weird because I'm looking forward to watching us against Newcastle, and I'm looking forward to me watching us against a high flying Newcastle as well. Which is
this
very
Newcastle
strange.
Side is exceptional, right? There's a couple of things that kind of go in your favour. Isaac's out, St. Maximin's out, and Matt Ritchie's out as well, mate. Oh, God.
How will we cope?
Joe Linton is also a doubt. That actually does. That's a
That'd
significant.
Be massive, yeah.
Yeah. That's probably going to mean a midfielder, probably like Gimenez.
Bruno Shelvey and.
No, I don't think Shelvey's.
Do you not think?
No, I think it will be Gimenez, Willock, and Longstaff. Sean or Matty, I can't really remember which ones we start them at once.
It's
not.
One of them.
The difficulty when you get brothers on a side. One of the Longstaffs and Willock and Gimenez, I think, will be the
starters. But, I mean, what a miss Joe Linton would be, though, that's the thing.
It's doubtful. He's not ruled out, but I think he's took a wee knock or something.
I really
hope he's out. Let's put it that way.
I think this game's got potential to be an absolute, you know, a bit of a corker, if I'm being honest. Because Villa new manager bounce. You know, we always like to talk about that, don't we? All the players will be up for it, wanting to prove something to the gaffer. And then, you know,
Newcastle are
a good side, yeah. Really, really good side. So it has got the makings of a really good sort of lower eight, like below eight, sort of like clash. Where two
advert
sides are going
for the Premier League, as
yeah, as Jed would say. Yeah, no,
good advert for the Premier League.
I think it'll be a decent game. That one.
I'd love to
nil-nil written
watch
on
it
over
it. Neutral.
Oh yeah, yeah, because you think it's going to be decent. You're going to work your way to watch it. You know,
I've got to be honest. I'd snap your hands off for a nil-nil now.
I think that'd be a good result for Villa, to be honest.
Oh, 100%.
So let's talk results, Philly. What do you see?
I'm not naive enough to think that we're just going to go and win this
3-0. No,
it's going to be a real tough game. St. James's Park is a fortress, and on every one of the shows that I've done this week, I did one obviously last night, and on the 12th football's 12th man that I do with Dan Potts as well. Mm-hmm. I've been consistent, so I'm going to stay consistent. I'm going to say, with my claret and blue tinted glasses off, it's going to be 2-1 Newcastle. With the modern, I'm going to say 1-1. I think I
can't see past the Newcastle win here.
That's fair enough.
It's St. James's Park, and Newcastle are a form team. They're missing a couple of key players, but they're still a very, very good side.
It's that momentum that they've got behind them.
Although it's new man. Well, we say new manager bounce. It's new manager coming in bounce. And I think anything can
manager gone bounce.
Yeah, manager gone bounce. Stephen Gerrard must have been raging. He must have been looking at Den Donker, like, in the midfield, dominating, like, who the fuck is that guy?
I've been calling him Den Donkey for the past 2 months.
I think my gut tells me Newcastle win. Jakey Boy, where are you land?
1-1 for me.
One each.
Yeah, I'm going for a draw. I think Villa will be confident after last week. New manager. I think it'll be a tough game.
I was going to say very well done for stepping into that Jed role. Just draw.
You know,
No, I do. I think normally I would, you know, if it was a week ago, I'd have said Newcastle. But I think Emery will have worked with the players in the week. They are confident coming off that 4-0. I think that Villa will have a little bit extra in their locker. So yeah, it's a draw for me, 1-1.
Mm.
But a good entertaining draw.
A good entertaining draw. Can I tell a funny story about Jed? We were waiting for Billy last night, and you know, if you're not on the pod, you're getting bashed. Then you know, who doesn't love a bit of Jed bashing? One of the screamers' favourite pastimes. Anyway, so we were waiting for Billy, and I can't remember what happened, but I remember I was calling him a Tory. I was calling him a Tory print or something like that. And he said, actually, I took a binary political test and I landed right in the middle, right in the centre. And I was like, of course you fucking did. Of course you did, Mr. fucking Fedster.
He's such an advert for like straight down the middle guy. Yeah. You can't write that, can you?
Someone needs to edit a bit. I'll try and get onto it. Someone needs to edit a picture of someone sitting on a fence and put Jed's face on it.
Like Jed there. Jed on a fence.
Jed on a fence.
Oh, do you know what we could do? We could change his picture to a fence on the Screamers website. Oh man,
that would be fucking great.
I'll tell you what, this will be a test to see if he listens this far.
Oh yeah. No, I bet he definitely doesn't. He'll see a clip and think, what the fuck are they boys saying? Right, I think we should end it there, boys, but that's a good wee way to end the pod with a bit of Jed bashing.
Fuck you, Jed, if you are listening.
Thank you very much for listening, folks. Thank you very much for downloading. I had great downloads this week, great numbers this week, which is fantastic. Please subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on. Please leave a positive review if you don't mind, and we shall see you on the next one.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.